It's officially been a year of pandemic mania. Mic drop. While the big question is, when is it going to be over? Our day-to-day questions look something like this. Am I on mute? Does my mask match my outfit? And my personal favorite, does the vaccine band-aid make my arm look big? Another question we hear frequently, what's the latest in transfer pricing? That one we can answer faster than you can coronavirus. Well, not really, but you get the picture. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. How is Thailand changing its disclosure submission requirements? What's the deal with Ireland's latest guidance? And which European country is making transfer pricing a top priority in 2021? We've got those stories for you hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Don't take a siesta on your transfer pricing. The Spanish tax agency announced that it will be cracking down on tax avoidance, tax havens, and permanent establishments in 2021. Where will it be looking exactly? Corporate restructuring, financial transactions, transfer of assets, particularly intangibles, tax of new digitalized business models, and profits provided to permanent establishments. Transfer pricing documentation is also an area of increased concern, with special attention paid to information obligations and the FAR analysis. While it's full steam ahead on tax enforcement, the government must remember a very big disruption. Remember that little thing called COVID? The government plans to follow the OECD guidance on transfer pricing implications of the pandemic and will direct attention to multinational groups in areas least impacted by the virus. As if their plates weren't full enough, the tax authorities are planning to implement an automated transfer pricing risk analysis system, which will use information from country-by-country reports, automatic exchanges, unilateral agreements, and mutual agreement procedures. Paper filing is so last year, at least in Thailand. The Thailand Revenue Department is now requiring companies to submit transfer pricing disclosures online. It applies to accounting periods beginning on or after January 1st, 2020. The disclosure is required by companies who make 200 million baht or 6.7 million US dollars in revenue a year. If a company finds itself unable to file online, it's required to provide a letter with the paper file explaining its course of action. The online submission is a win-win for the Thai Revenue Department and Shree's. It allows the Revenue Department to take a closer look at disclosed information and make swifter selections on who to audit. While the days of paper trails are behind us, online trails are just beginning. Ireland's extended lockdown isn't the only thing making headlines this week. Transfer pricing changes are newsworthy too. The Revenue Commissioners, Ireland's tax agency, released an updated version of Tax and Duty Manual, TDM, Part 35A-0101, monitoring compliance with transfer pricing rules contained in Part 35A, Taxes Consolidation Act, TCA, 1997, catchy title. Part 35A of the TCA was recently updated by Finance Act 2019, which widened the transfer pricing rules to extend to capital transactions and capital allowances. The guidance addresses the OECD's 2017 guidelines adoption in law and covers benchmarking analysis, penalty protection, types of transactions excluded from transfer pricing rules, and specific guidance for analyzing financial transactions. As for specifics, the guidance emphasizes the mandatory preparation of a master and local file and increases penalties for failure to do so. Looks like you'll need a little bit more than the luck of the Irish to ace compliance. And would you look at that? You are all caught up in the latest in transfer pricing. Give yourself something to look forward to each week. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. Change is on the horizon between the seasons and new approved vaccines. We're inching closer to warmer weather and life is normal, whatever that means. As for the transfer pricing headlines, they're replaced faster than disposable masks. You know where to find them, the headlines, not the masks, that is. We'll catch everyone next week. We'll be right back.